The Crossman Conversation CEO Edition, sponsored by Advent Health.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
Welcome to the Crossman Conversation CEO Edition, offering insights, wisdom, and counsel from the most respected CEOs. Here is the host of the Crossman Conversation CEO Edition, John Crossman.
Hello, this is John Crossman, and welcome to the Crossman Conversation, the CEO Edition. I have one of my favorite and one of the most consistent guests today, Dr. Josh Harris. Dr. Harris, how are you, sir?
Doing well. Good to see you on this morning, John.
It's always good to see you. And, you know, you do work with Fordham University, and you also do some other private work and consulting, things like that. Today, I want to ask you about a big concept that big thought that I feel like you are uniquely qualified to talk about, and that is real estate programs, both on the undergraduate and graduate level. And I'm not asking you to rank them or pick favorites or anything like that.
Obviously, Fordham University.
obviously, that there's no doubt about that. What I wanted to talk about is, here's the thing when you think about it. If their CEO is listening to this and they're thinking about, you know, I want to do more recruiting, right? That's maybe like a big goal.
Yep.
Or I want to get involved in, you know, research, something like that. Like, how does a CEO pick a real estate program to dive into and know that they're going to get their own ROI out of that? If that terminology is okay.
Totally understand.
How does that work?
That's a great question. And I think that people, it's interesting how, call it, the adult graduates interact with universities. And, you know, I think the first choice a lot of people go with is what's their alma mater, right? Like, where did I go? Because they inherently want to find the person that kind of, you know, reminds them of themselves and help be that person, be the change engine, maybe be who the mentor, the discoverer that they had or they didn't have sometimes, right? So certainly if you have a personal connection to a university, and you're going to get a lot out of it because you're going kind of back home to your university, wherever it is, there's nothing wrong with that, right? So I always want to endorse, you know, look, there's something good there. But, you know, real estate's one of those fields where a lot of people get into real estate, but they didn't go to school for real estate. It's actually kind of rare. So you might be in a big city, whether this is Orlando, Miami, or certainly New York, or any of the other big cities where, you know, I really want to get connected to the real estate, up and coming real estate talent. You will probably find more of what you want if you find a program that is a real estate program. Like they really have a master's of science in real estate or master of science in real estate development or something of that nature, as opposed to, and I'm not going to name names, but there are schools that have, you know, they're maybe within a business school, they have a couple real estate courses. They might have like the one real estate person, like one faculty, and they're going to probably have some great students. I mean, there's brilliant students kind of every school, but you're not going to get probably the same full service kind of excitement that you're going to see if you find a program that really is dedicated all in on real estate.
So I'll respond to that. First off, I really respect the comment of like your alma mater, right? Like you went to Michigan, you went to LSU, you went to, you know, Wyoming. Going back to your school always makes sense. And I get that. I think that then the second part is like, what is the position? And you know that I'm a big fan of Florida A&M University,
sure.
Which does not have a real estate degree, but they have a real estate club.
Right.
But they have, in my opinion, the best business program in our state for a lot of reasons. And one of them would be is professionalism. Like, you know, if you get a presentation from Flavia, you're going to be impressed, well, right?
I'm sure.
But you get a presentation from anyone. I was just at a conference recently in New York City. And I'm sitting down, and Mike, if you can imagine this, like I'm in Manhattan, big real estate conference. I'm sitting there with two guys, and it wasn't a priest at that meeting. They were both FAMU grads.
Yeah. Wow.
Right. In Manhattan. I mean, that's impressive, right?
It really is.
Right. And that just goes to like.
I'm thinking about our friend in D.C.
Yeah. Thomas. I mean, yep. So that's a program that has these skill sets are helpful. What you're talking about, though, is another component to it, which is the analytical, the specific real estate skills.
If you're looking for it now, what you're referencing, and I mean, and this is one of those things where, you know, it depends on what you're willing to give and versus willing to get, right? And John, I know you personally. I mean, I've met you on this level, I think probably first in the university world before anything else we've ever worked on. If you're the roll up your sleeves type, right, getting in with programs that don't have a real estate program, you get to be the value add. Right. Because you can bring it. Right. You're going to bring it. Right.
Yeah.
So it is the case that you will find programs, which it could be at your alma mater. It could be the school down the road. Could be anywhere. Right. That, they, you know, look, students are getting an interest in this. And it might be that the program you know, they don't have the resources. They're just not responsive. I mean, that they're, it takes a lot to have a specialized program. So if you're willing to kind of bring it to the university and support a real estate club, you could have a, be a big change agent, because they're not going to get all the attention that a, that the big programs that have the MSREs are going to get. So if that's the kind of experience you're willing to give and get, you're going to find amazing students there, right? Because, I mean, and you, we mentioned, I mean, FAMU, I can think of many other schools that, be it from prestige, be it from size, be it whatever reasons, like, they're not the place that everyone's going down to recruit, but they really should. They should be looking there.
Well, you know, I, here's how I would look at it. If you were JLL and you said, I need to hire some lease agents that are going to hit the ground running, be rock stars, and we can train them. You have a lease mark, we train. But we really need people that are professional and they're, and they know how to get deals done. Like, that's a FAMU kid all day long.
Yeah.
But. And if you're Starwood, okay, on the other side, and Starwood's like, we need kids that can be analysts day one.
Yeah.
If they've been trained, that's probably a, you know, a UF kid, right? The master's program,
or fair,
could be Marquette, could be NYU. I mean,
right.
And where I'm going with that, and Mike, just to sort of bring you in a, you know.
Yeah, this part. Is, these are circles that I don't normally operate
well, just
around.
To, yeah, well, just to give you context for it, you know, you could get a degree in management. That doesn't mean you can manage the day you graduate. You know,
right.
You get a degree in marketing, doesn't mean market. But a real estate degree is really fascinating, because it's one of the very few degrees I can imagine that if you get it like an undergraduate from a great program like FSU or, or graduate degree some from, again, you know, NYU or any of the many brick programs are out there, the day you graduate, if you looked at that person and said, hey, can you do an appraisal on this building where the studio is?
Right.
They could write it from start to finish and
wow.
do it. And,
right.
It may not be technically perfect, but they will certainly, they might put more diligence than some of the professionals that actually has
well,
to
it
do
would,
it.
It would be a value day one.
No question.
Right.
No question.
So when you're BlackRock or you're Starwood and those guys are hiring at a high level and you need kids who come in who you can sit them down and they can bang this stuff out, that's a certain skill set.
I will say though, John, and I probably wasn't until I was, you know, working for NYU, and then with some time, I began to really realize that the reality is of a lot of the prestigious schools, and I'll let everyone else, the audience can decide what they mean by prestigious, but, you know, it's a lot of brand recognition. I mean, would it shock you to know that the real estate, like the commercial real estate finance course that I taught for NYU or that, you know, even we have teaching at Fordham, isn't actually that different than what they teach at University of Central Florida or Florida International University or FSU, right? It's the same, probably the same textbook. Now we could argue the faculty might, you know, I mean, look, obviously up in New York, when we have the programs like NYU, Columbia, Fordham all have adjunct faculty that have like massive years of experience because they're in New York. Yeah, you're not going to find them in Orlando, candidly. So, but the information is going to be the same. The student population is a little bit different, but a lot of people are really, when they go to Harvard, and I'm not trying to pick on Harvard, They're buying like a, it's like buying a Louis Vuitton bag. I mean, it ultimately is going to just carry all the stuff you drop into it. So I always say to be at the JLLs or even the Starwoods, you know, you're probably narrow casting by going only to those big name schools, and you're missing out on a lot of talent. So if you do want to have true diversity, you really want to have real diversity of background, have a diversity of schools. You're going to find that if you put all those people together in a room, maybe you could pick out the polish by the watch on their hand or something like that. But otherwise, it's going to be really hard to pick out where people went.
Well, I think it's not about like, what does the CEO actually want?
Right.
Right. And I kind of hear like sort of different strata we're talking about. We're going to take a break in a second here. The first one is like your alma mater. The second one is if you need a specific kid with real estate skills.
Right.
Then there's like the kids that are great kids that you can then mold.
Right.
And in that last category, in some way, what I heard you say was, you know, if you are a super real estate guru and you go to a school that's got a good talent, then you're the expert. You're helping lean into the program, which is pretty cool. My example in hearing that would be Jackson State University.
Yeah.
And our friend, you know, John Michael, who's been on the show a few times, you know, he's got close ties to Mississippi College, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss. But, you know, if he invests in Jackson State, you know, they probably would appreciate it more. And he can also help sort of,
right,
you know, nudge it in a different direction. We got to take a quick break, but hang around because I got one other question I want to hit on with you.
Sounds great.
This is John Crossman, The Crossman Conversation, the CEO edition.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, It simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Crossmark Services is a commercial real estate firm offering a wide range of professional services, including advisory, brokerage and leasing, investing, and property management. Our staff comprises the industry's most seasoned professionals who possess the needed knowledge in real estate investments, analysis, and portfolio management to drive growth. See how Crossmark can work for you. That's CrossmarkServices.com.
Once again, here's John Crossman.
All right, we're back here at the Crossman Conversation, the CEO edition, with my good friend, Dr. Josh Harris. Dr. Harris, we're talking about how does a CEO decide, you know, which school to focus on.
Right.
And, you know, part of it, obviously, it could be geographic as well, like
absolutely,
where you're across the country. And, you know, I do think there's an old saying that says it's a better a neighbor across the street than a brother across town, right? And so I do think there's value, like, you know, whatever market you're in, being aware of your local university and then having that connection, which is good. The second part I wanted to talk to you about is, like, you know, what are the then key steps for that CEO to connect?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And to maybe make this conversation a little bit easier, I'm going to say my opinion first and then you respond to it. I think universities get a lot of pressure. I think professors get a lot of pressure. And so my theory has been write a check to the university first.
Right.
And then talk second. And so how you and I met was, you know, I got a scholarship endowed for UCF. That's where we met. But I, you know, when I'm working with FAMU and Jackson State and FSU and these different places, you know, one of the first things I did was endow a scholarship to begin the conversation. Now, at smaller schools, you can endow a scholarship for $25,000. Bigger schools, it might start at $100,000. But I would tell, you know, CEOs across the country, if you're like eyeballing and being like, man, I really want to build an actual relationship, I would say write a check first. What's your response on that?
You know, I would say it's, look, as someone who's had to try to raise and collect said checks, I wish you could tell that to everybody and they'd all believe it. I know that it's not everyone's going to find it as easy or see the value in it. And I would say that I will say this, in any university, if you write a check, you're going to get attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and in
good, it is what it is.
It is what it is. And most universities, I've never seen one, no matter how big they are not seemingly starved for some operational dollars or scholarship dollars and pretty much all dollars. So you will make an impact with that. What it's always good when you find a connection with somebody there, either the faculty, it could be the dean or a program director, you know, there's all different kinds of, you know, don't pay attention to titles in academia. They're all a little bit made up on the spot based on whatever orders of the day were, you know, ask them what the big thing is. So like they might say, hey, you know, could you write a $5,000 check or a $1,000 check to help sponsor our big event coming up? Right. And that's how, because, you know, like we're doing one of these in June at Fordham, you know, one of our big awards dinners. And it's like, we get enough sponsors dollars, right? Then that means all the students that we want can come for free, right? So, I mean, it becomes like, that's the goal, right? And I mean, look, these things, and certainly in New York City, you know, those chicken dinners cost a lot of money and, you know, it solves a lot of problems. Other places might say, you know, what we really need is we need more students sponsored for this, that we need more scholarships. So it's always good to have a conversation. And I think that, and what some people will actually say, and I would always say this at every university I've worked for or ever interacted with, is, you know, make sure we know when you need interns, make sure can we send that flyer around first? Or, you know, you don't have to give, and you don't really have to give any preferential to one university, but just let that students of the university have a good, honest, fair chance to get an internship or a job at your place. And that's going to make you a rock star too. And so I would just say the fact that you're willing to give what you didn't say that I'm going to say, maybe from my place, the people that I think will always frustrate anybody at a university most is the ones who show up and say, this is what I want from you. And I've had this where I'd like to recommend a case study, which is like, I want you to come help me on my project for what amounts to free consulting. And that there's really no good means for that. And unless you have like some crazy project. So don't be afraid to just ask, how can I help you? And there's going to be monetary ways, there's going to be non-monetary ways or volunteer ways. Come speak, offer to speak at the real estate club.
Well, I was at a presentation, Dean Karen Beck Dudley, that was the dean of college business at FSU. And then she was for a long time at a dean at Santa Clara University.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's doing some other cool stuff. But I was sitting in a presentation with her, and she was doing a great job. And she was telling us at the time all these wonderful things that FSU was doing. And I was sitting next to Mark Hillis, you may know, who's a longtime bank guy, he's since retired. He's trustee at FSU. And I kind of poked him, and I stopped her, and I said, Dean, like, we love the university. I hear you. You don't need to tell us anything more what great things are going on. We believe you. Tell us, what is it you need?
Right.
What do you need? And from that conversation, this is what I heard. Give money.
Mm-hmm.
Raise money.
Yep.
Okay. Guest lecture. Hire interns. Hire graduates.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe a sixth one would be to recruit high school students. Right. But if you do that first five,
yeah,
you're in the top 1%. Right. So as an FSU grad, like, how did I become an honorary alum of the University of Florida? And now I'm a lifetime member.
I remember I was there at that conference.
Yeah. Like, how did that happen? Well, I guess it's like I did those five things for 20 years.
You know, I don't remember if this was exactly one of the five, but there's another one. Or if, you may have said one way, but it's also show up.
Yeah.
It's a simple, believe it or not, your attendance, which might involve buying a ticket, it might just be responding to the free invite, depending on what the event or the thing is. That actually can mean a lot, because sometimes, believe it or not, not all, you know, you've observed this, right? Not all deans understand the value of a real estate program. Sometimes it's small in a larger college or a larger university. When somebody, a dean or the presidents or anybody like these are observing and say, oh my, all these people from industry are showing up at this conference or they're at this, the advisory board meeting or to the real estate. Wait a minute, this person, this CEO of this company is just randomly speaking in a class at 4 p.m. That gets a lot of attention. And then all of a sudden that attention, guess what, becomes political power for the program. It helps get, so believe it or not, that simple act of showing up, and you might run into a student and really help somebody. You know, I'm shocked how a 5-minute conversation can actually benefit somebody. And I hate to use the change their life big word, but you never realize how
influence,
some of those influences, small things can make someone's day, give them that sense that, wait a minute, I can actually do this.
Well, you know, it's funny, Dr. Harris, that we have some guests that call in and some guests that come to studio. 100% one time when they come in the studio, this studio, they're really impressed because, you know, it's a legit studio.
Right.
We actually have multiple studios and mics. So
we're not on the back porch, guys.
Right. Yeah. Like, and you can tell, like, there's been a lot of money spent, time in all this kinds of professional environment. I feel the same way. It's like, if I took every CEO that can hear this on a tour of Florida A&M University, they'd be like, this is really impressive.
Right.
And if they stopped in a class, they're like, wow, this is not what I was thinking.
Yep.
And so you're right that, like, showing up and being on campus and being engaged. And so I think we're trying to say is, like, I'd love to see more CEOs take a 10-year view of it. And if you said, hey, look, for the next 5 years, 10 years, I want to grow my company. I need top-notch recruit. I need top-notch talent. I would say, you know, pick, you know, you can pick a grouping of universities, but really focus on them. And it's going to be the five things I mentioned wrapped around with time.
Yeah. Well, here's something, depending on obviously the size of your company and its budgets, but so, you know, we're in Florida, right? Let's say you're a Florida-focused firm. I mean, there's a good handful of schools that you could focus on. Divide and conquer, right? So perhaps you, the CEO, went to a maybe you went to UF or FSU. Maybe you're going to focus on that. Have your lieutenants and other C-suite people, or even junior, encourage your junior people to say, hey, I will pay for your registrations to go back to your alma mater conference. I want you to go. I want you to carry our badge and make sure that it's clear that this is supported activity. And then you can kind of multiply and, dare say, diversify your efforts, right? Because I think that that's something that if you're a CEO, you have control over and you should factor.
Well, and it was with me across the country, like, if you're in Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obvious one would be SMU, great real estate program. I'm just going to also say Prairie View, right? And again, I keep coming back to it.
University of North Texas is a great program.
Yeah, it is. Guy I went to high school with, track with, is a football, one of the football coaches at North Texas.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of funny you say it. But my point is like, some of the people in industry that are rock stars are geniuses. You go to conferences. I was just talking about Dave Bramble the other day. Like, you meet Ivy League people who are crazy impressive. But you also meet dyslexic, hardworking, blue-collar kids like me.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah.
And you need both, right? You need both. And so being open to that, because it's an entrepreneurial business, that's going to be my biggest advice. We got to wrap up. Dr. Harris, any final comments?
You know, I just say you can't go wrong. Just get started. Go to, you know, say yes to an invitation and see where it goes from there. Don't be afraid to take the first step.
Gotcha. It's like a lot of things in life. It's it can be scary the first time you lecture in front of college kids.
Yes.
But, you know, they're just people and they need the help. So, Dr. Harris, always great to see you. We're going to take a quick break and be back with our final segment with Mike Gillen.
Here's a call to those who want to make an impact on their company, their community, or who possess a desire to make the world a better place. Crossman Career Builders provides the tools and resources for you or your company to make a difference on some of the toughest issues that we all face. Crossman Career Builders partners with CEOs, politicians, and pastors seeking to address problems of racism, mental health, addiction, justice, and suicide. CrossmanCB.com.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Once again, here's John Crossman.
We are back here for the final segment of this episode of the Crossman Conversation CEO Edition. Mike, always good to see you.
Always good to see you. Always good to see Josh, too.
Oh, my gosh. You know, he's funny. He's always so humble and kind, and yet he's really smart. He's a bright guy. Yeah. And, you know, I really had wanted to ask him that question, because I think as a CEO and you're thinking about your company and growth, you got to think about recruitment. You got to think about talent. I just contributed an article recently. It was like the article was talking about what if you can't find people to recruit? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you just go back and, you know, develop your own is the answer to that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can't with universities be like, well, this year we got to hire 5 people. I'm just going to show up and get those 5. Right. It doesn't work that way. Honestly, Mike, I do a lecture at every year at FSU, and I've done it like 20 years. I had a group try to get me fired one year. They wanted to take it over, and it was because that year they wanted to hire 10 students. Hmm. And so instead of doing a presentation that was going to help all students, they were just trying to promote themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think I want to get CEOs kind of thinking bigger and more relational. At the same time, trying to think through, hey, don't instinctively always go to your alma mater, although you should, but think geographical. And then also think broader, right? Could be a community college, like just think broader. You know, like it doesn't, they're not always going to look in the same homogeneous way. And then making sure they understand that there really is some key action steps. And, you know, when I say write a check, I just think that's reality, right? Like if you know, you're a UF guy and number one master's program in America, number one, right? And so if you think you're going to show up out of nowhere and be like, hey, UF, number one program in America, I want your number one kid. Hello. Like, there's other people that pour in their lives in those kids. So you're writing the check, showing up, as Dr. Harris mentioned, and like going to the conferences, offering to come in and guest lecture to students, hiring interns, you know, doing all those steps. That's what puts you in position to where the professors at the university are saying, hey, this superstar kid, you should go work there.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it seems like one of the big steps that a college needs to take would be the practical end result of what their students are going to have. And what you're talking about would be people that are in real estate business coming and seeing and getting to kind of rub shoulders with some of these students here. That's a practical meeting that's going to make some difference down the road.
Well, it is. And it's like it's both on both sides, the students getting the professional exposure, but also business professionals learning more about students today, right?
That's like, right.
You know, look, every generation complains about the next generation, but in the reality, every generation is kind of different. So if you're finding like kind of keywords, things that they're interested in, like if you're going to recruit the superstar, how do you know they're going to come work for you? Well, you're learning more about what they value.
Right.
And as CEOs, we should always be doing a good job of getting out there and learning.
And I really think, too, this whole thing that you mentioned at the top of the show about professionalism. I mean, that's something that should be taught. It's not taught in a lot of colleges, but it should be taught. And the kids should present themselves.
Well, it's funny. The only university I'm aware of, well, there's two in the state of Florida that I'm aware of that really promote professionalism, is Florida A&M and Bethune-Cookman. Isn't that interesting, Mike?
Yeah, that is interesting.
I mean, and you think the best one is Florida A&M, but it's not close. If you said, John, compare Florida State, Florida, UCF, and FAMU, College of Business professionalism, it's like a blowout win. It's not even close. But you're right. But that's where those CEOs could help bring that. When I guest lecture, I always wear a suit. And the reason why I do it is because I'm trying to help model that to the students, you know?
That's well, it.
Mike, thanks as always for being here with me. And boy, it was great to have Dr. Harris and his wisdom today.
Absolutely.
All right, my friend. Until next time, this has been the Crossman Conversation, the CEO edition.
This has been the Crossman Conversation, CEO edition, with your host, John Crossman. Tune in next week for another talk with an experienced CEO that will help bring clarity to your business endeavors.
The preceding was a Mark Radio production.